Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Examining Our Life in God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." And so the gospel of the Lord. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And then we would really hope to see the Father, and then the admonition, anyone, unless one be born again from above, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. The readings today can be used as an invitation on our journey of faith to the Father. Because of my need for a greater development in my religious life, it is possible for me to become focused on secondary aspects of life that are meant to lead us to God, and to simply rest there and not move on to the more complete discovery of my life in and with the Father. There's always the concern over better moral behavior, and here I would want to take a look at both the things that I do that are wrong as well as some of the really good things that I do. Sometimes the good qualities or achievements just do not go far enough. And while it might reveal a pretty decent Christian lifestyle, they could also fall far short of all that my life with and in the Father is meant to be. So one may use this gospel to explore whether or not my life is turning to and following God in all that the possible ways that might lead me. I first look at the practical issues and uses of my energy in the moral life. Not so much whether my choices are good or bad. They could be very good, but at the same time have a low level of performance. Do I let my religious imagination guide and expand my practical choices in life? What are my best creative moments? And have I taken the risk to follow through on some of these possibilities? But another way, is my life really an adventure that in some way is worthy of God's call to life through Jesus, with the Father and in the Spirit? Your examination of conscience might just tick off some of the negative aspects of behavior, but really doesn't enter into the adventure of the Spirit to which God is calling us. Well, what are these so-called adventures? You might measure those moments when you've offered mercy to someone who has troubled you, or you might reach out with an affirming appreciation towards someone who annoys you. Or you might try to connect with someone who is suffering with the promise of God's mercy and working through that difficult process. As you review your friendships and family relationships, you can probably find any number of opportunities to help people connect with more healing and creative aspects of God's love for them. This is not to be a spiritual busybody, but simply to bring your spiritual attention to bear on the possibilities and goodness that you see in the lives of your friends and companions. Really, a sort of blessing from you to them. How many times have you recently let someone know how much you value them and how good it is to see them? Too often, I'm just getting by and fail to engage friends and associates on this deeper level. It's good to explore just how important some of our casual friendships can be in the larger scheme of things. The present pandemic has caused me to notice just how important some of the casual relationships that I encounter in ministry can really be. We hear of grandparents who have not hugged their grandchildren in over a year. Then there are the other family visits and the shaping of sharing of good company that simply have not been possible. I find it amusing that part of the Easter ceremony opened things up just a little bit. And for Easter Mass, we had about half of our old friends and participants join us. You begin to discover just how much people really mean to you. Why, even the homily took on a little bit of energy on its own. Perhaps the real flaw in life is that some of these friendships, even more casual relationships, just go undeveloped and aren't recognized for all their full potential. Perhaps to ask, are you really holy, is the wrong question. Better, do you bring real joy to your friends and acquaintances? Are you capable of joyfully receiving the good times and attention that they bring to you? Rather than some moralistic measures of my behavior, we might advance the question, am I becoming fully alive? In the best ideals for my prayer life, instead of always asking for things, I might spend some time exploring the blessings that arise out of what I would consider ordinary experiences. Feed your prayer life with a sense of wonder over all that is ordinary and how God blesses us in such things. Bring this spirit of hunger to the promises of today's gospel. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. We have a chance to expand our awareness and then our thankfulness and the wonder of all of this creative disorder and wonder and just simply marvelous experiences. Our lives are formed by those things that we admire and pay attention to. I don't need to actually possess the person or object of my admiration. It's enough to know and admire and bless the beauty and goodness of what is known. Sometimes it's even better to transfer this sense of satisfaction over what God has created and sustains in life at every moment to our own circumstances, however humble they may be. This brings us to the very heart of contemplative prayer. We move into a more profound and wonderful appreciation for the gifts of life and the wonder of creation as we reflect on the experience and experience the gifts of our own existence itself. Even my small life is a sublime gift of the Creator. And as we begin to realize the enormity of this divine gift, we are swept up in the glory of God's kindness. And then all peoples and creation itself, in some ways small, but in some very small but very real way, can be seen as the gift of God, and we are raised up into the direct experience of God's blessing. Take a moment to give yourself to the wonder of God's creative love as we allow our small lives to be transfixed with God's blessing and the vital activity that life that He brings to us. May God bless you this day and reward and bless your life in just this way.